We're going to check in with our friends from Rumfest in just a moment, but I know Maura's been on the hold for a little bit. I think a part of our conversation from the last hour. Hi, Maura. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. What do you want to say?
Well, I've worked with special needs kids for a long time, and there's one girl in particular, and she's got Down syndrome as well as some other issues.
Uh-huh.
But one time, and I'm normally a very nice, laid-back person, but one time this woman was so busy staring at this girl in the store that she walked into a concrete sign and hit it really hard.
Aww.
And I thought, well, no, not the girl, the woman who was staring.
Oh, boy.
And I'm normally very nice, but I was like, well, that might just suit you because you were so busy staring that you kind of hurt yourself.
It is. The staring is strange. I've been able to manage through that better than I used to. It used to be kind of upsetting, but I smile at people.
I've gotten used to
more,
it.
More,
you all know the time, it's still.
You know what I say? When someone's staring for a long time at Declan, I lean over and I go, thank you for your prayers.
Oh, good one.
Right?
I like that.
It lets them know that perhaps they're staring a little bit too long, but I'm assuming that they are wishing well for my son and my family.
Oh, that's the way to turn it. I like that. I'll try that next time.
To say thank you for your prayers. Just like I say to the 630, thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much, Mark.
The other thing is people think that Down syndrome kids are always so sweet. And they're not. They have mood swings just like everybody else. So
everyone's got a personality. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Maura. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Yay. We'll talk to you again soon. We have our friends. We have Ramon, Alexandra, and where did Juan go? Juan's not going to be on a microphone. All right, is he hiding? Hi, Alexandra. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. We're excited about Rumfest and to talk about, of course, one of Puerto Rico's most popular, I think, most famous exports, which is rum.
Yes, it is.
And we get very excited. Yeah. Hi, Ramon. How are you doing? Come close to that microphone so we'll be able to hear you better.
Everything great.
Everything's great.
Yes.
Tell us about, Andrea, are you a fan of rum?
I do love rum. I went to a rum fest in, I want to say it was Portage Park last year, and we had a ball. It was so much fun. I didn't realize there was, well, first of all, there's like so many different kinds of rum and so many different drinks you can make with rum, too.
Yes. You can make a lot of things with rum.
Yeah.
Yes. You can make a lot of things. Good.
Right.
So tell us about this fest and what you want to highlight and let people know about it.
Okay, well, tomorrow we are doing a tour from around the United States promoting what is going to be the Taste of Rum, which is our Puerto Rico biggest rum festival. Mm-hmm. That is going to take place on March 2nd in San Juan, Puerto Rico. But tomorrow we'll be at Ronero here at Chicago, and we're making a pop-up bar with all our mixologists and our rum ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a seminar with Ramon for people who would like to know a little bit more about rum, so you are invited.
And where is this going to be?
At Ronero.
Ronero, okay.
Ronero, yes. At 6 o'clock, we'll have the seminar. Then we'll have some music, some pleneros, DJ, and a lot of fun, actually.
What can we learn at the seminar?
Yes, what's involved? Is it like a lecture?
Yes.
Is there
a tasting?
Yes.
I do the hard part. The hard part is we do a rum tasting. We can taste different kind of aged rums. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the program and about the history and about the rum making process. So
he has a fun part of this job.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
That sounds like
it's hard. All the days I'm drinking rum, tasting. It's a hard job.
It's a hard job. Exactly right. It brings awareness, too, because we spent a lot of time talking about Hurricane Maria, and we have a mutual friend, Patty and I, Anna Balaval, whose family was down there, and their parents are still there. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, obviously, they didn't have electricity. And 70% of rum consumed in the United States comes from Puerto Rico.
Yes, that's really important. We are called the rum capital of the world, and it's exactly because 70% of the rum that is sold in the United States comes from Puerto Rico. And it's an industry that represents over $300 million to our economy and over 1,000 direct jobs. So it's a pretty pretty important industry for our economy in Puerto Rico. And after Hurricane Maria, we suffer a lot, but we're back on track.
Yes.
We're back on business, and it's been a great year. After everything that happened, it's been a great year. So that's what we want to do. We wanted to invite people to go to Puerto Rico and see it for yourself.
I have no doubt about it. And now the product of rum is actually, it has to be molasses, doesn't it?
Yes.
In order to qualify as rum.
In Puerto Rico, by law, we need to use molasses. You can do rum with sugarcane juice or sugarcane syrup, but by law in Puerto Rico, you need to use sugarcane molasses, because we got different laws for if you would like to make rum. If you would like to say that you are Puerto Rican rum, you need to do all the regulation that the government has. So we want a very good product, so a very good quality. If you need to do
In order in Puerto Rico, it's important to know that for the brands to be able to have in their labels a rum of Puerto Rico, you have to be aged for a minimum of 1 year. You have to be made with molasses in a continuous distillation process. So that's the only brands that can have in their label rum of Puerto Rico.
So that's how you know it's
that's
legit.
How you know
it says
it's legit.
Rum of Puerto Rico.
Rum of Puerto Rico, okay. Because they have to comply with a series of regulations, of government regulations. And the most important one is that every rum has to be aged for at least 1 year, for a minimum of 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
This distinguishes us from other rums in other parts of the world.
Yes, but we got some rums that have 20 years old. Yeah. This is not only 1 year.
Yes.
But the 20 years old bottle, you know, costs $2,000 bottle. But we got a different kind of rums.
There's really cool rums now, too. I actually tasted a chocolate rum. Which was it was in a I think it was a skull head, you know, that was Puerto Rico as well. But it my God, it was awesome. The sky's the limit when it comes to flavors now.
Yes, we got a coffee rum, that is a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a white, gold, dark.
Spices.
Yes.
Oh, I love spice.
Yeah, that's the thing about rums, that you can make about anything. You have different flavors and different aged rums, so it's a really versatile spirit.
You can drink on the rocks, you can drink it straight. So I like a lot with coconut water ice cube.
Oh,
this
nice!
What, rum with just coconut water and an ice cube?
No, I put coconut water in ice cube tray, put in the fridge,
and then
I make coconut water ice cube.
Oh, so you make it, and then you put that in just the rum and just drink it neat that way, but with coconut water ice cubes. So it just has a hint of the coconut water.
Of course.
That sounds amazing.
That is cool. I have to ask, you're a rum ambassador. Yes. Now, how do you get that title? Because it's a really cool title to have.
Well, I work in the industry of the rum for 20 years.
Okay.
10 years with Rum of Puerto Rico. I'm doing a lot of seminars in the Caribbean and the United States. So I study a lot. I work for different companies first, and then start to work with Rum Puerto Rico.
And do the ambassadors of other types of spirits? Do you guys have some sort of a forum where you sit down with the whiskey ambassador and the bourbon ambassador? I just see all these ambassadors. That seems like a fun party.
Yeah, of course. But for me, it's the
only
rums.
About the rum.
Yes, it's only rum.
So, do you have now? What were you gonna say?
No, but of rum. Course, I know all the spirits very well because I need to compare. But
with the process, with fermentation and things like that, the way they add different properties, right? Alexandra, do you have a favorite way of consuming rum? Do you like it neat, or I mean?
I like it neat. I like aged rums neat. Mm-hmm. I think is the best way to have it. But it's whatever you like. You can have rum in so many different ways. That is just a thing about the spirit. You can have it any way you like.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Ronero, that's an awesome restaurant. That's off Halstead Randolph, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a really good venue,
too. Yeah, it's a really good venue. So we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow.
Okay, awesome.
It's going to be a very good time. Let's find out more about Rumfest with our guests. We have Ramon and Alexandra. Now, why don't you, my sister's name is Alejandra.
Oh, okay.
Is your name Alejandra?
No, Alexandra.
Well, why is that? I mean,
Well, I don't know. My father is Alejandro, and I guess I have two brothers, and they're Alejandro also. So I think
he went with the X,
yes, yeah. To be a little bit different.
I know, because I have a friend named who tells everyone his name is Jamie, and I'm like, well, your name is Jaime, right? And he goes, yeah, but no one's going to say it that way. So I wasn't sure if that was one of the reasons why you went by Alexandra, because you assume that nobody will. But Alexandra is such a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Do you ever go by Alex? People always want to call you Alex.
Yes, they do.
But Alexandra just sounds so like you should be a queen.
Thank you,
Queen Alexandra. More after this with our guests on 720 WGN. It's time for Rum Fest. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell
you. No, I was saying it is.
I turned that mic on. I wasn't sure if I...
We were just talking about the Rum Fest that you covered in the spring, in April.
The Logan Square Auditorium.
I was at that one, too.
That was awesome.
It was intense.
It was so much fun.
It was a lot of rum.
That's where I tasted the chocolate rum for the first time.
And they give you these little cups to go around and try all it. And they let you sort of, you can be a palate cleansers. It is important in order to distinguish from one rum to the next.
Yeah, it is. You have to clean your palates.
Yes. What do you use? Water?
Water, yes. Water. A little bit of water.
Or a snack. Cookie.
Yeah, exactly right. An oyster cracker. Like a wine.
Or a piece of bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something to absorb it. What do you look for in a rum? I mean, when you're trying something out, what kind of blows the doors off for you when you're trying a rum?
Well, that's depend on the mood. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I drink some rums with in a cocktail like old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Rum old fashioned is a very good cocktail.
Interesting.
But sometimes maybe you can make some fruity drinks, more fruity. You can do also, or drink on the rocks straight.
Right.
So we got different kind of rums. Something more dry, something more sweet. So that's the band of the mood of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Alexandra, he brings up a good point because I think people think of sipping spirits as sipping bourbon or sipping whiskey. They don't necessarily think of sipping rum straight. How do we sort of, encourage people, if they're curious, if it's something that they want to try out, where should they start with a sipping rum?
They should try it out because the rum, it doesn't matter what spirit do you like, you are always going to like rum. There's a rum that's your... gonna love. Either it's a white rum, an aged rum, or a flavor rum. Mm-hmm. So I like Bacardi. Bacardi. What is important for people to know that we are the Rums of Puerto Rico. This is a brand, like a government brand, but we have different brands under that program, which is, for example, Bacardi, the Don Cuda. We were talking about a little bit. We have Ron del Barrilito, Club Caribe, Trigo. So there's under our program, you have a lot of brands that you can try, and you will always find rum for you.
I was looking up rum trivia here. Did you know that rum was accepted as currency? Only gold and rum in Rhode Island. At the turn of the century.
I had no idea, but
that's how important
it was. I did not know that.
And then it was really important then.
Right, and then it said during the American Revolutionary War, every man and woman of drinking age drank an average, I don't know if they had age back then, drinking age, but 3 gallons of rum per year.
Wow.
That's how much rum they drank during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good tradition here.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It is.
And I love the story about how it was kind of a happy accident because they were trying to figure out what to do with all the sugarcane refining process. They had all this excess, and it was in molasses, and they found that if they fermented it, they could make this rum, which obviously, as Andrea said, became a very highly prized sort of element in the economy.
Yes, it is.
Yes, but with the rum, you ferment the molasses, but then you need to distill for make rum.
Sure.
So
don't worry, we're not going to try to make molasses at home.
Don't do this
ferment. My molasses has been in the cupboard for years. It's never turned into rum. I assume there was something else involved.
Nice.
So the distilling process is.
So yes. Then we need to distill. You can distill it in pop still or column of distillation. Then you need to age. This is the important part. If you would like a very quality rum, you need to age.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
There you go. So, and what about the dark rums?
The dark rum is a little bit different because we use American white oak barrels previously used for bourbon in Puerto Rico. Some barrels from Spain too, but with the dark rums, we need to do the charred inside the barrel. Mm-hmm. So we can do toasted barrel or charred barrels. With the charred barrels, you got more color, more quickly. And then you do the dark rums in the aging process, of course, because the color is only for the wood in the aging process. So some rums can make a color with a caramel.
Okay.
But in Puerto Rico, we can do that by law.
Oh, really?
So only the color is going to be for the aging
the
process.
The color comes from the bottle. Yeah, okay. That's important.
Okay. That makes sense. I never knew
that. There's no caramel on the rums.
Ah, okay.
Well, there you go. I had no idea.
I didn't either. That's so interesting.
We are talking to our friends Alexandra and Ramon about Ronero PR Taste of Rum, and that's going to be tomorrow night. It's the Taste of Rum USA pop-up tour. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Ronero, and this event is free.
Yes, it is.
What?
Free, it's open to the public. And if you want to go to the seminar, you just have to go to eventbrite.com and register so you can taste our rums with Ramon and have a little bit of more insight about the rum process and the rum tasting.
Very cool. And go to Ronero. I've been wanting to try that place.
Yes, you do.
Halstead and Randolph.
Yes, I was going to say. I was going to ask what the intersection was because it's at 738 West Randolph Street. Mm-hmm. And again, as I mentioned, go to eventbrite.com. There's going to be music as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, some dancing. We'll have a DJ DNR, and we'll have also some plineros from Puerto Rico so you can have a taste of our music.
Yay! Nice. Love it. Right. Enjoy an evening filled with featured Puerto Rican rum cocktails, a rum tasting seminar by Ramon, and as we mentioned, some music and live performances. And what kind of is there any particular rum that you'll be featuring or kind of walking people through that?
We're going to taste in Bacardi Limited Reserve. That is a very good, very hard to find in the state. It's a 10 to 16 year old rum. We're going to taste Ron del Barrilito. That is one of the favorite of all the bartenders, all the industry. And Don Q Gran Añejo. That is a very good rum, a 12-year-old rum.
Excellent. Cool. And thank you for a little gift bag. This will be, I'll enjoy this in November because I'm doing Sober October. So I'm raising money for an organization, so I wanted to take a gift. Yeah, so there you go. But and also giving my liver a break because I haven't been eating right or sleeping right. But learning more about maybe something that you're not familiar with is such a wonderful way to experience a different culture and understand more about where rum comes from and why.
Yes,
why
if you want to know more about rums and what Rums of Puerto Rico does, you can go to www.rumcapital.com, and then you will have a little more insight about what the Rums of Puerto Rico program is. And you should know the Rums of Puerto Rico program is a government program that was created in 1948. And there you'll have a lot of more information about the rum process and the program.
Excellent.
Very cool.
More in a moment on 720 WGN.